Today, we'd like to see the book of John, chapter 8, verses 1 to 20, under the title of Adulterous Woman. To align words multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 6, this they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. What is the thing to accuse him? What is the thing to accuse him? Question 2. In verse 11, she said, "No one, Lord," and Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." What is Jesus teaching here? What is Jesus teaching here? Last question 3 in verse 19. Then they said to him, "Where is your father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also." Where is Jesus' father? Where is Jesus' father? Brief background, last chapter 7, last time is Israel people had the Feast of Tabernacle. Jesus preached there, John chapter 7, 37 said, on the last day, which meaning the last day of the Feast of Tabernacle, the great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried out saying, simply Jesus stood up and preached, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." So simply believe in Jesus. So then is your thirsty will be satisfied. Then last verse, John chapter 7, verse 53, and everyone went to his own house. Everyone went to his own house. But today, chapter 8, verse 1, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. So Jesus didn't go to the house rather than the Mount of Olives. So Matthew chapter 8, verse 20, Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have a nest, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." So we see Jesus has no own house to go. 6 months later, the place Mount of Olives, Jesus was arrested there at the mountains of Olives. Verse 2, now early in the morning, so next early morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to Jesus, and he sat down and taught him. So here Jesus taught by sitting down. So then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him. Scribes at that time, simply they were copier of scriptures, because at that time there was no printing technology developed. So scribes hand wrote in the copy of original scriptures. Then scribes distribute copy book to Levi, like Pharisees, like that. Pharisees, basically, they believe in the entire Bible, specifically Old Testament, blurs their own tradition. For example, before eating food, we must wash hands. Although Bible does not indicate so. So they gave the same authority of tradition as the Bible. So that is like a problem. But here, the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. So here, the adultery's definition, a married spouse having sexual intercourse with another, that's adultery. So the Pharisees The courts, one adulterous woman brought it to Jesus. So probably their commotion occurred. And when they had set her in the midst of the people, they said to him, scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery. So at the scene of adultery, she was caught in the very act at that moment. So probably she slept over with a certain man overnight. But she was caught by Pharisees and scribes. Now Moses in the law, here Moses in the law, but unfortunately, Pharisees and scribes did not perform the law of Moses fully, because Mosaic law required both Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10, the man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer male and the adulteress female shall surely be put to death. But the both are required to put to death by stone. Also Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 22, if a man is found lying with a woman married to her husband, then both of them shall die, not only one woman or one man, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So you shall put away the evil from Israel. But the Pharisee and scribes brought only one criminal, adulterous woman, not so adulterous man. Commanded us that such should be stoned. So basically, Pharisees, scribes, and told to Jesus, according to the law in Moses given by God, so you should, we should give a stone to adulterous woman. That's a basic. What do you say? Verse 6, this they said, test him that they might have something over which to accuse him. Which meaning they said, trapping Jesus, that they might have something of which to accuse him. Here, if Jesus said yes, according to the law in Moses, so Leviticus, Deuteronomy, like the if yes, so that's violated of a Roman law. John chapter 18, verse 31. That time Israel was colonized by Roman Empire. So Roman Empire did not allow any colonized nation to sentence death penalty. John chapter 18, verse 31, then Pilate said to them, Israel people, you take Jesus and judge Jesus according to your law. Your law meaning your Roman law. Therefore, the Jews said to him, your law here, your Israel law, you know, Jewish law. Therefore, the Jews said, responded to Pilate, it is not lawful for us to put anyone to death. So Roman Empire did not allow to Jewish people to sentence death penalty. But here, Jesus, if say yes, so that moment Jesus violated Roman law because Jesus allowed death penalty to adulterous women. But if Jesus say no, no meaning, in the Old Testament, Leviticus Deuteronomy allowed stoned death penalty according to God's law. So then if said no, Jesus violated the law over Moses. So that's why, that's you know, the basis. So Pharisees, scribes, you know, tried to Jesus to be accused. So one base is a violation of Roman law if Jesus said yes, but if Jesus said no, violation of the law of Moses. And that's his answer. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So this as though, as if he did not hear. It seemed Jesus disregarded accusers. So as if Jesus did not hear. Simply Jesus disregarded, you know, accusers. Verse 7, so when they, Pharisees and scribes, continually asking Jesus, he raised himself, continually asking Jesus, which meaning, so stone her, you know. So Jesus raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin. Without sin means who had never sinned. Never sinned among you, let him throw a stone at her first. So, you know, all human beings are sinners. So, and again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Here, wrote on the Greek word kato. Kato meaning down. Wrote, graphin, write. So, Jesus write down something here, write on the ground. Then, those who heard it being convicted by their conscience. So Jesus writing down something, so those people read, you know, something, so they got convicted by their own conscience. So likely, Jesus wrote down their sins listed from the eldest people to the youngest, the ground. So that's why went one by one, beginning with the oldest people got convicted by conscience. So left the first, even to last, finally the youngest. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, so only Jesus and woman were left. Jesus said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? Jesus said, no one condemned you. Jesus here teaching, no one condemned you. She said, no one, Lord. Nobody condemned me. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Here Jesus teaching. Jesus does not come to condemn, but to save. Go and sin no more, which means repent the sin and have a forgiven life. So, but Jesus did not ignore or condone sin. Because Jesus said, sin no more. John chapter 3, 17, 20. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus is teaching here. Jesus is not coming into the world to condemn the people. But the world through him might be saved. Jesus come here to save people. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe in condemned already because of unbelief, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, the man loved darkness rather than light. So darkness is the symbol of evil, you know, sinfulness. Because their deeds were evil. So darkness indicates evil here. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Also Luke chapter 19 verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So here Jesus teaching, Jesus did not come to the world to condemn people rather than to save people. Also, sin no more, indicating repent of sin, you should have forgiving life. So that is show us. So it shows, this was also John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. So Mosaic law required adultery, man or woman should be stoned. But Jesus here, grace like a gift, you know, sinless life, joyful life to former adulterous woman, and truth. So truth came through Jesus Christ. So Jesus here, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Truth's meaning is God's word. You know, if you repent your sin, you know, confess your sin, you know, you are forgiven. So your life would be a joyful life. Then, verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them, the leftover people, you know, there's audience, you know, the accusing scribes and Pharisees already left, but the leftover, the non-accusing scribes and Pharisees and other in audience. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So here Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So Jesus said by himself, I am the light of the world. So that is a self-affirmation, not tested by the by third party, you know, somebody. So here, you know, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, that which was from beginning, which have heard, which have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Basically, Apostle John said, Jesus Christ, you know, was from the beginning. Jesus is the word, you know, was God. You know, God is incarnation, you know, into Jesus, which we have heard. So John the Apostle heard, you know, from Jesus. Jesus, you know, coming from, you know, the original, the word, you know, beginning, incarnation, through Virgin Mary, which we have seen with our eyes. So which meaning apostle, disciples saw Jesus with the eyes, which have been looked upon. Our hands have handled, so our hands, you know, they touched Jesus concerning the word of life. Then John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him, with Jesus, walk in darkness meaning evil, we lie and do not practice the truth. So which meaning, when we have fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ, which meaning, you know, we practice, you know, the truth. We perform the word of God. If we work in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us all sin, which meaning past sin, present sin, and future sin as well. Blood of sin cleanses us from all sin. Then he who follows me, you know, what does it mean? Follows me meaning as a slave or a servant follows the master. So we, you know, as a slave or a servant, follow Jesus. Jesus' commandment, Jesus' word, you know, in the scripture. So the word of life, you know, that, you know, simply means shall not work in darkness, but have the light of life. But here, the Pharisees accused Jesus again, I am the light of the world, as Jesus said by himself. That's a self-affirmation, not testified by another person. So that's why, verse 13, the Pharisees therefore said to Jesus, you bear witness of yourself, meaning you testify by yourself, which meaning you affirmed by yourself. You bear a record of yourself. your witness is not true. So your record is not true. This is, Jesus already said, John chapter 5 and verse 31 to 33. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Jesus said, if I bear witness or I bear record of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. You have sent to John. So basically, John testified Jesus, and he has borne witness to the truth. So witness is John. So that time is John chapter 5 talked about. But in this context, Jesus alone said, I am the light of the world. So Pharisees immediately respond to him, your self-proclamation is not true. So because you testify by yourself, you bear record of yourself, that's why not true. Then Jesus answered. Jesus actually defends verse 14. Jesus answered and said to them, the Pharisees, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. How come? For, because I know where I came from and where I am going. So Jesus is looking for somebody, but you do not know where I come from and where I am going. You judge it according to the flesh. Here, according to flesh, meaning not in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is in the Father. So John chapter 14, verse 10, Jesus said clearly, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Simply meaning, Jesus Christ is in the Father. The Father is in Jesus. So one in unity, God the Father, Son of God. Trinity is plus the Holy Spirit. But here, basically, two of them, Jesus explained, that's required, belief or faith. So this is the meaning, verse 15. You judge according to flesh, meaning you judge it according to the flesh, which means not in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is in the Father. So I judge no one. And yet, if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. So I am with God the Father. It is also written in your law, the testimony of two men is true. So all the testament, Mosaic law, Deuteronomy, so to prove in a case, two witnesses required, two people required, minimum two or three. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. One witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commit. One witness, not enough to accuse somebody, but at least two. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. So in order to establish a certain case, issue, so you should bring minimum two witnesses or three. Verse 17, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. 18, I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Verse 18 simply said, here two witnesses there, one and the other one, the Father, which is Jesus Christ and God Father. Jesus Christ, one person, God the Father, the second person. That's why two witnesses. That's Jesus' answer. Jesus simply said, Jesus said by himself, I am the light of the world. So that is Jesus spoke by yourself. So your statement is not true. But Jesus replied, that is not, my alone, but two witnesses. One is Jesus Christ, the other one is God the Father. Verse 19, then they said to him, next question, where is your father? So this is a lot of race education. Also Philip, also this kind of question too. John chapter 14, verse 7 to 10. If you had known me, you would have known my father also. And from now on you know him, and I have seen him. Simply, if you know me, you would know God the Father. Like that. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? So verse 10 again, do you not believe that I am in the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. So basically, we urge your Father to answer. God's Father is in Jesus. That's the answer. We urge your Father. So the answer is God the Father is in Jesus. So which meaning? Nobody without Jesus Christ cannot have fellowship with God the Father. That's why we prayed always last moment in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Why? Because only we can communicate to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else. Not Muslim, not Buddha, not any, wealth, not any glory. So that is very crucial, critical. That's basic God's word. That is no compromising word. That's a period. So where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Why? Because God the Father is in Jesus. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple. This is archaeologically the history book said, that time's temple is Herod's temple. Solomon's temple was already destroyed by Babylon. So Herod, the king, built up the temple. Herod's temple is, inside is a temple, only priests were allowed to enter into sanctuary or the holy place. The most holy place allowed by the high priest, once per year. But all people, non-priest people, sat on the court in front of a temple, the field, like grass in a court, they sat there, or they were standing there, they are listening to rabbi, teaching, like that. But there, woman court, woman side, daytime woman entrance and men entrance is separate, not like today, but separate. So woman entrance side, there are 13 treasury boxes, 13 treasury boxes in the court of a woman at the Herod temple, 7 boxes for temple tax. So the Israel people made a pay temple tax, put into 7 boxes, but the other 6 boxes for offering. The other 6 boxes for offering. Jesus spoke there in the treasury. So one example, Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, a poor widow made offering, one treasury box, 2 mites, which meaning about 2 dimes only. But Jesus, after the wealth, the rich people made offering, the poor widow made only 2 mites, but Jesus said, she made a whole portion out of her, her poverty. That is Jesus spoke there. So basically, the treasure box Bath seas were located in the court of women in the temple. As Jesus taught in the temple, and no one laid a hand on him, for his hour had not yet come. Here, his hour means the hour to be crucified. So exactly 6 months later, the feast of Passover, Jesus would be crucified according to God's will and God's time. Let's see each question in verse 6, question 1. This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. What is the thing to accuse him? Here are two bases. One thing, if Jesus said, yes, stone him, so Jesus would have violated the Roman law. So the Jewish people not allowed to sentence death penalty. Now, number two basis, if Jesus said no, Jesus would have violated the law of Moses. Moses required stoning death to adulterous women and men as well. Question 2, in verse 11, she said, no one loathed, and Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. What is Jesus teaching here? Jesus came on the earth not to condemn, but to save us. Also, we should repent our sin, and we enjoy forgiven, joyful life. That's basically Jesus teaching us. The last question, verse 19, then they said to him, where is your father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also. Where is Jesus' father? The answer, Jesus' father is in Jesus. That is the answer. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Last song is on bulletin.